Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast Flashback. This is Nard, and this is another flashback because Ray and I are not available this week. So, well, once in a while we do flashbacks to showcase old shows. And just usual, just a warning to all of you: any event or Bear Run that we talk about in this show are from 2009. So. We've received emails before listening to a flashback. Hey, those events are from a year ago. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, so I'm pretty lazy to edit the audio or the video. Anyway, so just a reminder to you guys, it's going to be our anniversary show on August 1st. Well, probably we'll do that in the week after August 1st. It's going to be the 6-year anniversary of Bear Podcast, and we'd like to hear from you guys. If you guys could send the voicemails, that'd be great. And you can email us show@bearpodcast.com or call the voicemail line so we can play in the show. 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Yes, and we'd like to hear from you guys. Okay, so let's go on with the show. In this episode, we are featuring episode 261 with my friend Shahram, Mr. Istanbul Bear 2009. He just came back from Istanbul and met with the bears there. He was there with his partner. What's funny was all of a sudden he became Mr. Istanbul Bear 2009. And watch the whole show so you'll get the whole story. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. So here's episode 261 with Mr. Istanbul Bear. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And we have a guest, Shahram from Houston. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so yeah, we're honored by your presence.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
He's the Mr. Istanbul Bear 2009. Okay, but we're going to talk about that very soon.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk about that. Anyway, okay, so what we usually do on the show is, you know, we talk about what's up with us this weekend. So, what's up with you? What happened to your Ray this weekend?
I stood around the house.
That's it?
That's it.
I
was supposed to go out of town, but somebody canceled my plans, and he's coming to town this weekend, and he better make up for it. That's all I got to say.
Oh, he has to put up? Okay.
Put up, put out, take me to dinner or something. You better be doing something.
Oh, put out. Put out is a term. Yeah. Yeah, it's... It's been a lazy weekend for me too. Oh. And how about you, Shahram? What did you do this weekend?
Well, yesterday we hanged out.
You hanged out, that's right. Oh yeah, that's right.
Dinner. Yeah.
It's actually Carlos's birthday. So Carlos, if you're watching, happy birthday! And how old is he now? I think he's
42. Oh, he's still spring chicken.
We had to reveal. Sorry, Carlos. That's a Shahram.
He's going to kill me.
He's going to kill you. All right. So, where were we? We did go to... where did we go? We went to Zio's. We went for lunch, for dinner.
And I had the worst meatball.
Oh, really? What's wrong with it?
Spaghetti sauce was terrible. And the meatball wasn't good at all.
You know, when we were ordering, it was funny because... I thought she was, the lady was taking orders and stuff. And I thought she said, when you were ordering, and then, does it come with dessert? And then she said, what did she say? She said, you don't need a dessert. No, actually, and then that's what I heard.
I think Hans asked, it doesn't come with dessert.
Then he kicked it up. There were four big bears at the table, including me, and then we were just there, and it was funny. It was fun having. I had margaritas, and
because Maynard's a lush.
You
always have margaritas. I don't know. Wherever we go out, he orders margaritas.
Because I'm not driving. That's why.
You were driving.
No. Well, I drive after the party.
Okay.
Yeah. After he's drunk, you drive.
After
he's
drunk. No, I don't.
Before he gets drunk, you let somebody else drive, then he drinks, then he drives.
No.
Asian driving is famous by itself.
Drunk Asian drivers.
Drunk Asian driving is, I don't want to they probably get it right. Then.
Why are you so mean? You're so mean to me.
You know we love you. Come on.
Okay. All right. Okay, so this week, a couple of weeks ago, Shoram with his partner Hans, they went to Turkey.
Yes, they went to Turkey.
Yeah, tell us about your trip.
Oh, well. It was a trip of a lifetime. No, I've been there many times before, but this time was
with Hans.
It was first time for him. And okay. He really wanted to go to Turkey because he saw a lot of pictures of me over there, and he was really interested to know the culture and what's going on, what's the food and all that. So we were planning to go to Spain. Then I found this flight that was incredibly cheap, and I told him, "Do you want to go to Istanbul?" He said, "Oh yes, I want to go."
Just like that.
Just like that.
Let's go to Istanbul. Let's go.
So we booked the trip, and the interesting thing was they had the Bear Weekend that weekend that we were planning to be there, and everything worked out together basically.
Mm-hmm.
And people were so friendly. I mean, you cannot imagine how friendly these people are. Bears, I mean, they take you in. It's just like you're one of their family or friend. Or, I mean, they don't know you even, but they're so generous and nice to you that you feel at home.
Oh.
They call it Turkish hospitality.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, we should go to Turkey. Oh, my God.
No, you're going to be in trouble if you go
to Turkey. Oh, really? Okay. did you see any Filipinos or any Asian there?
No? Actually, no.
No? There's none?
So if you go, you're going to be the first one.
I'll be the first one if I ever go there. So it's going to be like, there's no Chinatown.
There's no Chinatown.
But almost every country, there's a Chinatown. This one, they don't.
No, they don't have.
Wow.
I can tell you in Tehran, they don't have Chinatown either.
I guess.
I grew up there.
That must be fun. So, okay, you arrived there. How long did you guys stay?
We were there for 6 days. So the first 3 days was all partying and going to the bear event, doing the stuff that the parties that they have. When we arrived there, it was 1 o'clock Turkish time. Mm-hmm. When we arrived to Istanbul. And our flight was so long. I mean, we were so tired. Like 20 hours we were on the road, basically. First to Madrid, and we had like 6-7 hours in Madrid layover that we couldn't sleep, we couldn't do anything.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, yeah. So when we get to Istanbul, it was 1 o'clock, and both of us were so tired. We said, we're going to go to the hotel and sleep. But when I called my friend over there that we arrived, I text messaged him actually. I said, we arrived. He said, I'm going to go to the hotel to pick you up and take you to the party. I said, we are tired. He said, shut up. And his
shut
name
up
is Hakan. His name is Hakan. He's a great guy. I mean, he's been so nice all the time we were there. He was taking us here and there. And it's amazing. He would take us out for dinner, like mm-hmm. showing us around. And he wanted to pay for the meal for all of us. And it was amazing. And I mean, we were just friends.
Yeah. You just met him personally?
No, I just met him. It was the second time.
Second time,
personally, okay. But wow. I mean, it's not. They really, really like guests. They
do. I see.
Yeah, that's their culture. So we went to that party the first night. We were up till 4 o'clock, I think. Yeah, and drunk.
Of course, you go to another country to be drunk.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. And. Second day in the morning, they had this party in the hammam.
Oh!
And you know what hammam is?
It's a steam bath.
It's the Turkish bath. Yes. Yes, yes.
Oh my God. Okay.
And
can you describe to the audience what is a hammam first?
Okay.
Okay.
If you like men, you really need to go to hammam.
What an endorsement. Okay. That's awesome.
Because I mean, that's the only place that you get to experience, really. It's different than the saunas or things that we have here. It's totally different experience because the culture goes way back. I mean, it used to be the Roman bathhouses
mm-hmm.
That it was a way of socializing. And then Turkish people adopted that and it became Turkish Imam. But they have some that it's mixed. I mean, it's a lot of
straight men
goes there. But there is no woman. I mean, in Turkey, because of the Islamic culture, everything is separated. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yeah.
So it's only men and it's only women.
The men's, all the men's.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have another story to tell you about that when I go there to get a haircut.
But okay, all right.
I'm going to go there later.
Okay.
So in the hammam, they had this party that usually, I mean, the hammam is not that big. It's like a huge room in the middle with a big, it's like a big stone in the middle that all the heat generates underneath and heats up the whole place. And people are sitting around that stone table or whatever you want to call it.
You can't lie on that. It's
a lot of people do lay on that. It's hot, but a lot of people lay on it too. And they have different chambers in the corners that people go sit there. And there's a bowl and there's a something like a faucet that you can wash yourself.
You can wash yourself, okay.
So the people just sit there and they look and...
Start
to talk, chat, or things like that. But the bear one, I think they reserved one hammam, the traditional one, and they didn't let anybody else go in there but the bears. So
how do they prove they're gay?
Well,
they just say they are, or is three people gay? It was exclusive. You can go there.
They put a gay at the door. And he recognized them all.
Yeah. Use the gaydar sense over there.
Next time.
Sorry, next. Okay.
Actually, that's a good question. I have to ask.
How do they know?
Okay. Gay, straight, go. Yeah.
But I was surprised. I saw a lot of people from Europe in the event too. I mean, there were a lot from France, from Spain, Mr. Bear Spain was there.
Oh.
And there is a very nice bar in Madrid. It's a disco, actually, called Angel. And they had the music section of the party. So they were the DJ of the whole event.
Okay.
And they were there. And a lot of people from France, from Germany, from Netherlands, many other countries, they were there. And in the hammam, I met this couple that one of them was from California and they live in Los Angeles. Okay. In the hammam. I mean,
they went to the hammam, of
course. Yeah, we were sitting and they're looking and I was looking and we started the conversation and came out that, hey, they're from Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yeah, it's... But something that...
They're a bear couple?
Yeah, they were
a bear couple. Okay.
Yeah, one of them was from Netherlands, the other one was American.
Ah, okay.
They live in Los Angeles together. Okay. Yeah. But something that you really need to do if you go to hammam, get a soap massage.
A soap massage.
Yes, I've heard they are incredible.
They are incredible. I mean, it's an experience that you will never forget.
But I heard that they really scrub you really well.
Yeah, the part that they get some of your skin. They really get your neck and they twist it like that. And I'm thinking, how can you do that? I mean, without breaking the guy's neck. And it makes a very strange sound. I mean, like...
Do you have to sign a waiver? If I kill someone...
And... In the one that I told you, it's semi-gay, those hammams, the dalak is kind of offers you after the soap massage if you want happy ending or not.
You can actually ask for that?
They offer you. You don't ask. Especially if they see you're a foreigner. They offer you. I mean, they tell me, give me 10 lira.
Well, somebody said to me one time they went there and they did that and... I forget what the conversation was, but either the guy went to the hammam regularly and I was always seeing that because they were always hitting the guys up doing the massages. And they were usually straight guys and they wasn't into all this stuff. And he said it was very odd. He said, you have to go find one that's actually a gay hammam to
Yeah, there are a couple of them that they know, the gay people that they live in that city, they know which ones are. Yeah.
Do they have a rainbow flag?
Gay, straight. Yeah.
Rainbow flag, no.
No, nothing. Actually, I don't know if you heard about that, but Turkey is is the most open Islamic country for gays. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, they have this struggle with the tradition that last year, one of my friends, his boyfriend got killed. I mean, they.
Oh, yeah, I remember
parents,
that.
I
remember that story. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because a lot of families, they don't accept that. So it's they cannot hang a gay flag or things like that. You don't see that over there. No. You just have to know where it is to go there. Yeah. Even the bear bar, they don't have anything from outside. I mean, from outside, you just see the sign with the name says Bear for Us. And when you go inside, you see the bear flags and other things.
Ah, so the flags are inside.
Inside.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
So for you to know if it's a gay bar, you have to go inside.
Yeah, exactly. God bless internet.
Yes, that's right.
We always find our way.
Yeah, you don't need to go in. Just surf and I'll meet you in this bar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. You have here, what do you call this? Crown and scepter.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us the history. Okay, go wear it first.
Well,
okay. Oh my God! Sash queen? No, I'm kidding.
Sash queen. Yeah. I lost the sash, actually.
You got the sash. You have to have a sash. Okay, okay.
Well,
but yeah, okay.
This is the crown that they had for Mr. Bear Istanbul.
Yes. So congratulations!
Thank you very much.
You won Mr. Istanbul Bear 2009.
If you go to Facebook, you're gonna see the pictures of the party and
okay.
And the second and third contestant. Actually, the second contestant was really handsome. He was really handsome, and he was Turkish.
But they have to. So you're saying they have to give it to a foreigner?
Well, no. I think they liked me.
They liked you better. Oh, we've seen this guy before. The second, we'll have somebody new.
Yeah.
All right. So okay. So how did they approach you? How did they
approach you to do this? They came and asked me if I want to be a part of it. I said, yeah, why not? And then they during the event, probably they were observing people. That they were contestants.
Yeah. So they're thinking who's going to be contestant.
Yes. And the organizer, which head of them was Ahmed, he was the organizer of the event. And Hakan, my friend, was one of them. And Junaid was another one.
Mm-hmm.
And Mustafa was another one. I knew all of them, but I weren't friends with one or two of them, really. I mean, we came to be friends later.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay, sorry.
Well, anyway, they told me, okay, at 3:00, be at this place. And they were calling the names, and they called my name, and I went up, and they told me, congratulations.
Yeah. This is it? They called you, they picked you up
yeah.
from the crowd?
Yeah.
And here you go, you win.
Yeah.
Oh,
they were doing secret ballots at the Hamal.
Yes.
Oh my God, that fits you better than my...
Really? It fits you better.
You gotta do the whole deal.
Hold on. Yeah, okay, there you go. Istanbul Bear. Istanbul Chaser. Okay.
Chaser.
Need a sash. Actually,
I need a sash now. Okay.
Actually, there's a story behind this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's an interesting story. I mean, we got to hear this. Okay.
This crown and scepter, they, you know, in Muslim countries, they do circumcision
mm-hmm.
on all the male boys. What they do is they do it at the age of 10 or 11, when the boy is semi-mature.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. So they tell the boy, if we do this, you're going to get crowned because you're a man now. So this is a symbol that they put on a boy when he gets circumcision. And that's the twisted humor that they had for this bear event also.
He gave you...
Yeah. But I told him, I'm already circumcised.
Okay.
Because people were coming and asking me, this is the second time,
this
right?
This is the second time, right? Oh, that's... Okay, Larry, if you're listening or watching, yeah. So that answers your question. Okay.
What was the question?
Ask him if he's circumcised. Oh, yeah, okay, that answers the question. Okay, Larry. Well, yeah, so you won, and then what do you have to do? You just walked around.
They made the dance. That was the worst part. And I'm a terrible dancer. Okay, I can do many things, but I can't dance really good. So, but my friend Hakan was saying, the music goes this way, you were going this way. I mean, no rhythm. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, that night we had a lot of, I mean, we partied till, I think, awesome. 4 o'clock again, and all drunk.
Oh my God. You should go there one time.
I guess so.
They should save up. Oh my God.
Something
is it expensive to fly?
Actually, believe it or not, the flight that we got from Madrid to Istanbul was $89 round trip. $89.
From where?
From Madrid.
Oh, from Madrid.
Yeah,
okay.
From Madrid. I bought the tickets separately because that wasn't part of our original plan.
So you just went there and...
We were planning to go to Madrid, and then from there, when I found this flight, I mean, as I said, I mean, I just decided, let's go there.
Might as well. Okay.
Yeah. But it's... Turkey is not as expensive as Europe. Mm-hmm. And especially now, they have some inflation, and the value of their money is going down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very good time to go there because American dollar is strong.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
One of the few countries, apparently.
Yeah, one of the few countries.
Well, you do have a haircut.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell you about that. As I told you, over there in Muslim countries, they separate men and women in everything. So they have this... barber shops for men and like a hair salon for women.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they don't have too many English signs over there. So you just see it says barber or this or that, and you see a guy getting haircut. I mean, you have to realize this is the barber shop or this is
the salon. So you relied on pictures.
Okay. You look at the pictures.
So, do they have the spinning thing?
No, they don't. So I wanted to shave my head for the first time, and because my boyfriend asked me several times, you need to shave your head, you need to shave your head. So I said, okay, since I'm going to be gone, it's going to grow back before I come back to States.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this hair salon to get a haircut, and all the barbers or people who were cutting hair, they were all men.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, okay, it must be here because everybody is a man.
Yeah.
Probably it's okay to go in. So I went inside. They didn't say anything. They sit me. They start to wash my head. And I asked them, okay, I want to get a haircut like this. I want to shave it all. And they didn't understand English. My Turkish is terrible. So it was difficult to communicate.
So what did you say?
Anyway.
Snip.
No. First, they used the machine to cut it, and then I told them I want to shave, and then they said, okay, wait. They went like 5-10 minutes later, they brought a guy, and this guy started to shave my head, and he did a great job. When we were done, I paid them, I get out, and I went to the guy who shaved my head. He was going downstairs as well. I wanted to pay him a tip. He said in Turkish, follow me. And I followed him. He said, next time you want to go get a haircut, go to here that it says barber.
Barber, okay.
It means barber. Uh-huh. Don't go here. This is for women. This is for men.
So women, I thought the women had to do the women's things and the men.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but looks like no. I mean, men cut women's hair, but they have a different salon. I mean, it's something that I didn't know.
They need the male and female symbols on that side.
Yeah, like a restroom.
They should do that.
Yeah.
They're probably laughing it up after you left, stupid tourists. I think so.
Probably they are.
They did.
What did you say? Well, I'm an American. I got
I was so ashamed. I mean, my friends were there. I mean, Hans was there. My another friend from Dubai, Otto, was there. And they were all laughing at me. I said,
you mean they knew?
No, they didn't know.
I thought they
knew. I felt really stupid. I mean, going to a female salon.
Well, they didn't know either.
Well, here that's not a big deal because they do both.
I know.
They do both here.
They do both.
Yeah. Wow.
So back to the hammam. What do you wear in the hammam?
Nothing but a smile.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh, my God.
I mean, the only thing
The gay one.
No, and all of them.
All of them. You wear nothing.
You wear nothing. I thought you had a towel.
They just give you a piece of cloth. It's not a towel. Even.
A face towel.
It's so thin.
A face towel.
It's like a tin woven linen or something like that that you put around you and you cover. That's the only thing you have on. Nothing else. And most of the time when people sit, you can see everything. I mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they impressive? Most of them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes. Of course. You'd be looking, you'd be talking to someone then, hi, how are you?
Okay.
You're looking down.
But
we should have them here.
If you go there, you're going to have a good experience with taxi drivers too.
Oh, Turkish taxi drivers.
They're famous.
Oh.
They're famous. Especially if you know you're a foreigner, they start to cruise you.
Oh, right away. Wow.
Right away. And you hear a lot of stories.
Okay.
So most of the taxi drivers are gay?
They are not gay. Yeah. They are married, they have kids, but...
They're men who have sex with men.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a difference between being gay and men, yeah.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Have you ever been to Middle East?
No. I haven't been out of the United States. They won't allow me.
Oh my God. You need to go.
What's the farthest you've ever gone?
New York City.
New York City. That doesn't count. Okay.
New York and San Diego. No. I went further than New York. I went to Vermont one time. So.
Okay.
So Vermont and San Diego and West Coast, California. So that's as far as
the farthest I've gone is the Philippines. Yeah, I guess. I'm from there.
You have to go.
Yeah, I want to go.
You can
time.
Make it stop when you're going to Philippines.
Mario, in a few episodes, a long time ago, he was a guest here in Bear Podcast. He was in Jordan. He told some stories about his hammam experience back then.
Yeah, they have it in all the Muslim countries.
That's who it was. Region.
Mario?
That's who was talking to us about the hammam experience.
Oh.
That's who the
conversation. Oh, he has a lot of experience.
Oh, yeah. He has a lot of experience.
So does stuff actually go on in the hammam, or people just cruise and pick up and
No.
Nothing happens.
You can see.
Yeah.
You can look.
People do it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. It's like a live sex show.
Do people bring cell phones?
I told you there are some chambers around the main room. In each chamber, if you go, you can see. I mean,
my God.
And in the event, they had a dark room. They got one of the chambers and they turn off the light or something and they put a long towel to block it and people were going in and coming out.
Wow. I'm going to be there walking around the recorder. Yeah. I'm now in here inside.
Well, Leonard, I don't think it's going to be like the foam pit.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, forget the foam pit. I'll go to hammam.
You will be speechless
really?
If you go inside. So
probably because you won't be able to get up.
Oh, my God. So you guys were there for a whole
6 days.
Six days, and then you went to Spain. There's a bear run there.
No, there was no bear run in Spain. We
just
because Hans's aunt lives there, and we went to stay with her for like 2 weeks. We stayed there.
Okay.
We rented a car in Madrid, and we drove all the way to Granada, and then going to Malaga, Cadiz, and Gibraltar. We saw the Gibraltar rock.
The rock of Gibraltar.
Really good experience. And the best part was in Torremolinos. I mean, we went one night out in Torremolinos. It's in very close to Malaga. It's a very gay town.
I mean, wow.
They have like, it's like a little strip that is full of gay bars and discos and everything like that. And a lot of people from everywhere, Brits, Germans, they all go there party for a weekend or...
Is it on the coast or something?
It's on the coast. Oh, it's right on the water, yeah. And it's a beautiful beach. It has. Very nice. So when we got there, we were looking for a bear bar. And they told us there are three bear bars right next to each other, like walking distance from each other. We went to the first one, we had a drink, and the guy was really nice. And he said, yeah, they have two more here. You can walk from here to that one and then to the other one. So we said, let's go to the other one, see what's going on there. We went to the first one. The door was closed. So it says ring the bell in Spanish. And my partner is Latino, so he speaks Spanish. He rang the bell. This huge, burly guy comes out with furry chest. Come in!
Come in! Nice.
So we go inside.
Yes, I'll come in.
And gosh, everybody's naked.
Wow.
Inside the bar.
Oh.
And
but they have towels. No
towels.
So
nothing.
They just sit down anywhere without a towel.
Yeah, they were drinking with all naked. Mm. That was the first time I see such
thing. It's a Spanish amount.
It's a Spanish amount. Without the water and scrubbing. Yeah. Oh my God.
So they tell us, okay, come get a drink. And then my boyfriend asked them in Spanish, okay, do we have to get naked or take off our clothes? And this guy with the...
Is the Pope Catholic?
Huge. he came, why don't you take off your clothes?
Why?
You should.
Clothing discouraged.
So
and it's a bar. So you're drinking? Like,
yeah, no, we didn't stay because they told us.
Oh, you didn't stay?
No, we didn't stay. We were just there for a couple of minutes and then we left.
Oh, God, that's lame. That's
because
lame.
We had to take it off.
Lame. I would have been there all over, fucking around. I have a story about that. A friend of mine was telling me there was a nudist group here in Houston.
Really?
Yeah, and yeah.
Lone Star Nudist?
Nudist. But it was funny because I think this is a different group that he was in. And, you know, everybody's naked. You put your clothes in one of the rooms. And then you walk around, you know, walk around the nude and chat. And then probably an hour and a half later, everybody's sitting down. And then you smell something. So, okay, that's the time when everybody would like to go now. I don't know why.
Wow.
It's, I don't know. I don't want to find out what that smell is. But, you know, when you're eye level with everybody else's, you know. And
but something interesting in Spain, wherever you go in the bear bars, they show porn. That was really interesting.
Hardcore porn.
Hardcore.
Okay.
Yes.
It's not, okay.
Well, the only reason they don't do it here is because of liquor laws.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. that's the whole reason they don't do it here, because they do it in New Orleans, don't they?
Yeah. Why you're not in Houston? Why
because
not?
Because the liquor laws, state TABC laws.
TABC controls
porn? So you cannot
porn?
Watch porno and drink.
They control. Oh. You cannot, I mean, you can't have full nudity in a bar.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Unless if it's private.
Private.
You so. Close everything, nobody goes in, nobody goes out.
Yeah, stuff like that. So, like the private party we're having for Bear Watch, where it's clothing optional.
That's right.
Allegedly.
It's like a one, see? Ding! Your wish is...
So you have to come down to Bear Watch and recreate the Spanish bar bars.
I would go.
You can stand at the door. Take your clothes off. No, don't take your clothes off. But you take your clothes off. No, you go back. Sorry.
You're not gay enough.
You're not gay enough.
You're not gay enough.
You're too gay. Go back.
You're too gay. No, no, no.
We don't want anybody getting hurt. Just turn around and go back out the door. Thank you.
Oh my God.
But can't they sue you because discrimination or something?
I'm sure they can.
Well,
really?
Well, there will be a lot of boycotting.
Yeah.
Just like a few months ago.
No, we're just joking around. But now everybody could come. So.
Yeah.
But the...
They have the right.
But the thing about Bear Watch is the bar night, Friday night, is a private party. So we can pretty much do anything we want to, or so we were told.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, the thing is, in Turkey, nobody cares about waiver, suing, this, that.
I mean, that's if you get all bumped, American culture.
Yeah. It's all here.
That's where the money is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sue me now. Get nothing. Get absolutely nothing. You sue me now. What's up, buddy? You can have buddy.
Okay, last Saturday, B. Arthur died from the Golden Girls.
My boyfriend was crying.
He was really?
Yes, Hans was crying.
I was upset too.
I got an argument with the girls today over it.
Over Golden Girls?
Well, not Golden Girls, because B. Arthur died. And I said... and they're like, oh, that's the chick from Golden Girls. I said, but you got to remember, she also had Maude before that. And they're like, who the hell is Maude? And I'm like, that's where she got famous from being very controversial, because there's a spinoff of All in the Family in 1972. And, you know, they were the first show that addressed abortion. And she actually had an abortion.
And she was a symbol of feminism.
Yeah. So, and all that stuff. So.
Wow.
And that's where the Jeffersons got to take off of. I mean, not Jeffersons, but Good Times got their start from that show, because the mother from the Jeffersons was her maid.
Wow. Hmm. What a spinoff.
Okay. That's how it got spin off.
I have to admit, the only thing I really, when I really grew up with was really Golden Girls only. And I just heard about Maude.
Which one was your favorite
Golden Girls? Actually, Sophia.
Sophia.
Of course.
She's my favorite.
She's your favorite. Sophia and then Dorothy. I think both of them really... I like their one-liners.
Yeah.
I like their one-liners. Yeah. How about you?
I was a Blanche all the way.
So nobody likes Rose too much? I like Rose too.
Hans likes Rose.
Well, you know, originally Rose was playing Blanche. And Rue McClanahan was going to play Rose. Mm-hmm. Because Rose and what was it, the Hartman?
Yeah.
Hartman show, she was a blonde bombshell. Kind of slutty type, very forward woman. And they argued about that, and they got them to switch their characters because they didn't want to keep playing what they'd already been playing before.
Ah, okay.
So,
but it would have been creepy for me looking at, you know, a slutty Rose. No! And Blanche saying, oh, I'm back at St. Olaf. Yeah. I can't imagine Blanche saying that.
Yeah, wouldn't go.
Well, yeah, so rest in peace, B. Arthur.
Yes.
That's right.
Rest in peace.
Anyway, okay, have a voicemail here. Hold on.
Got a voicemail. Glad somebody called in. Please, more others do that.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Nard, this is Donald from Houston. I wanted to give you a call and tell you I enjoyed your podcast, and keep it up. Keep up the good work. This traffic sucks. hope you had a great weekend, and looking forward to hearing the next podcast. Take care. Bye.
Well, thank you, Donald, for the voicemail. Thank you. And don't call on the phone while you're driving. Although I do that sometimes.
You do that all the time.
I do that all the time. I'm coming. What did I say?
I'm coming. I'm almost there.
I'm coming. I'm almost there. That's what I always say.
My reply is, do you know how many times I hear a guy say that?
That's what I always say. So thank you, Donald, for the call. And don't drive while talking on the phone. No, I'm kidding.
Unless you get your headphone on.
Yeah. Or
it's those, better than texting us while you're driving.
Oh, that's right. That's what I'm guilty of. Okay. So,
you saw this t-shirt?
Oh, okay.
That's the t-shirt for the event.
Oh, okay.
It says, if not Istanbul, where else?
Where else? Houston. No, I've got no problem. We have... a contest. We have a raffle. Look at that. Okay. What do you have? This is from New Planet Toys. From newplanettoys.com. Thank you very much, Tim. And it's actually some toys that they were giving away. And what I'm holding here is in Doctor Who series, the Dalek. So
Exterminate. Actually, you know, they're doing a new advertising.
They do?
Yes, this Doctor Who is kind of winding up some.
Uh-huh.
They're branching out, and they're going to do their own marketing plan with the Daleks.
Oh, really?
Yes, for a soap commercial called Exfoliate!
Okay. That is so bad. Okay, how about yours? What's yours?
This is Fag Leo Apollo Adama.
Leo Adama?
Mr. Pussy, as I like to call him.
Leo Adama? Is that the brother?
No, Leo Adama is
Lee.
Apollo.
Oh, Lee, okay, that's right. It's Apollo.
Lee Apollo.
Leopoldo. I thought it was Leo. Anyway, yeah, Leopoldo. Okay. So, yeah, that's another giveaway. And what do you have there?
I have Checo from Star Trek.
From Star Trek. Yeah, we're going to give these away.
And the new Chekhov is much cuter.
The new Chekhov? I haven't seen him. I've seen, of course, the guy from Harold and Kumar. Simon Pegg playing Scotty. But anyway, okay. Anyway, back to the contest. Guys, if you have, if you want to join the contest, if you want to win this or these, you can send your email.
Talk shots. No.
Yeah, that too. Send your emails to raffle@bearpodcast.com. And yeah, it's. And put in the shot subject if you want a Dalek or Apollo.
Chekhov.
Or Chekhov.
Chekhov.
Yeah, just
and make sure you give us a way to contact you with your phone number and where you're from.
Or an address or email address. Well, you got the, email, got the email.
But we need a phone number too, because we might actually call you.
Oh, really?
And we'll let you know that you won.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Maybe have you on
the show. Give you a call.
Oh, that's nice. So. But right. Anyway, let us know where you're from so we know like where we're getting these emails from. So, if, you know, we're getting them from Istanbul or...
Mm-hmm.
You nice. Will.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. Yeah, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Have you got, you got any shout-outs?
Any shout-outs from Istanbul or...
I can't wait to go back.
Let's go back. You gotta wear it. I'll have the scepter, and you wear it. Okay. There you go.
I need a sash.
You need a sash. Yeah. All right, so if you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
And can catch Sharam. We have
PersianBear2000@yahoo.com.
Wow.
PersianBear. That's your thing, thing for everything, right? Persian Bear?
Persian Bear 2000, okay. Yeah.
Persian Bear 2000, yeah.
2000 is the year that I found out I'm gay.
Oh my God.
It's only been 9 years.
So you're the gay.
Okay. It's very been good 9 years.
It's right? 9 years.
So like 2000, all of a sudden, bam, I'm gay.
Bam!
Switch, flip. Yeah.
Just like that, okay. And visit the website, bearpodcast.com. Leave your comments on the website. We'd like to hear from you guys and call the voicemail line.
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, leave your voice comments and we'll play in the show. And catch us on Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. You still use MySpace? Everybody's using MySpace still.
Some people do.
You still using your MySpace?
Of course, there's too many young kids on there.
Maybe people do Facebook now.
Yeah, everybody uses Facebook.
I do both. I'm more
I do Facebook now too. Okay, so yeah, thank you for watching, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Wolf. All right.
Is it anatomically correct?
No, it's not. Check up anatomically correct. Da 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 da